Dictation for Alison, Alison, Vanest, V as in Victor, Anest. September 30, 74. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson. 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, consultation for Mrs. Vanest Alison for hematuria, comes accompanied with husband, has seen urology Dr. Cotan, C-O-T-A-N-T, for problems of urinary incontinence of stress and urgency. They have done a bulking procedure, hematuria mostly microscopic, although occasionally she sees some pink-red tinge of the urine. Is completely painless, no abdominal or back pain, has not passed any stones, not associated to urinary tract infection. She cannot tell how long she's aware of this. She has no problems of skin rash or joint tenderness, no problems with chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no sinus abnormalities or cough or sputum, no changes on hair. She is postmenopausal. No gross edema. Review system is actually negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, menopause, bladder abnormalities, a diagnosis of polycystic ovarian syndrome, which apparently happened later in life. She denies diabetes, heart abnormalities. She has attention deficit disorder, anxiety, depression, chronic headaches, fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome. Next paragraph, takes thyroid, a long list of supplements, started on female hormone replacement because of menopause. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries including two C-sections, tube ligation, cystoscopy, bulking procedure of the urethra. Eventually hysterectomy for bleeding, no malignancy, inguinal hernia repair. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin and adhesive tape. Next paragraph, she does drink alcohol, has used marijuana, prior smoker for a short period of time, Next paragraph. Family history denies, excuse me, mother with kidney disease in the 70s with risk factors for diabetes, hypertension, heart problems. She says that there are few family members with eye problems. No further detail is available. Nobody with hearing abnormalities. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 207, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure was 128.95. Very pleasant, alert, Orientenstein 4, looks younger than her age. No gross skin, mucosal abnormalities. No gross inflammatory joints or effusion. Normal eyes, mucosal, respiratory, cardiovascular. No abdominal ascites, tenderness, masses, or back discomfort. I don't see gross edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent urine analysis was completely negative, but prior ones shows large amount of blood, no protein. Normal kidney function, electrolyte, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver testing, A1C normal, less than 5.6 at 5.3, normal cell count, white blood cell, and platelets, presently normal 3T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Reported hematuria, mostly microscopic. She says occasionally gross. No associated symptoms. Normal kidney function. Blood pressure in the office is higher than normal, that she's going to check at home. Negative imaging. Negative cystoscopy for any anatomical reasons for hematuria. This is based on reading reports of urology, as I don't have any report of the actual imaging. She's not symptomatic. In the differential diagnosis, we will consider the most common reason for hematuria, which will be IgA nephropathy. She doesn't have clinical symptoms to suggest inflammatory disorder like collagen vascular disease, lupus, but for completeness, we are going to check serology. I don't see any other clinical evidence for hereditary nephritis. We will see what the serology shows, how it evolves over time. No immediate indication for any renal biopsy. As presently will not change treatment, there are new available treatment for IgA nephropathy. If it shows progression, which is not the case here. All issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.